From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In California, time is running out for convicted murderer and former gang leader Stanley Tookie Williams. The co-founder of the notorious Crips gang is scheduled to die by lethal injection on December 13th. Yesterday, Williams suffered a crucial setback when the California Supreme Court refused to block his execution. Now his fate is in the hands of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. As NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports, Williams is reaching out to his supporters from death row.
Stanley Tookie Williams was a legend on the streets of L.A. even before he became the most high-profile inmate on California's death row. Williams co-founded the notorious Crips street gang, then turned anti-gang crusader, and was nominated for multiple Nobel Prizes. Now the call for clemency has attracted an eclectic group of ex-gangbangers, death penalty opponents, the NAACP, and several Hollywood celebrities, namely rapper Snoop Dogg, once a Crip himself.
What it do?
And actor Jamie Foxx, who portrayed Williams in the TV movie Redemption.
December 13th is my birthday. So I'm not going to let it happen.
Last night, Foxx and Snoop Dogg headlined a Tookie read-in event in Los Angeles. 200 children from after-school programs listened as the celebrities read from Williams' books. The message to the kids? Steer clear of gangs, guns, and drugs. And as he urged the governor to spare Williams' life, Snoop Dogg repeated what others said about Tookie being a redeemed man.
You know, he's in a bad situation, you know, being locked down or whatnot. But like I say, there's so many people on the streets right now that are free, that don't write books, that don't care about y'all, that don't give you kids nothing to look forward to, that don't try to give y'all nothing. And when you have somebody that's in that powerful position to do that, you have to commend that. And his voice needs to be heard, not executed.
During the event, Tookie made a surprise call from death row. Jamie Foxx held up the cell phone so the crowd could hear.
Stan, it's Jamie.
Hello, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing good, my brother.
Hey, I'm very appreciative for all of you being there today. I believe that regardless of whatever happens to me, whether I'm alive or executed, that all of you will remember me. And this isn't a goodbye. And the fact of the matter is I'm prepared for life, not death.
Williams was convicted of murdering four people during two separate robberies in 1979, but he's maintained his innocence and refuses to apologize for crimes he says he did not commit. Yesterday, Williams' lawyers failed to persuade the California Supreme Court to re-examine the forensic evidence and testimony that led to his convictions. But State Attorney General spokesman Nathan Baranken says Williams is not yet out of legal options.
This was merely the first effort at trying to get a court interested in reversing what has been 25 years of consistently negative rulings for Mr. Williams. We expect to see more.
But as the execution date nears, Williams' life rests in the hands of a man who, like him, was also once a bodybuilder at L.A.'s Muscle Beach, Arnold Schwarzenegger. The governor has agreed to a closed-door clemency meeting next week with Williams' lawyers and the victims' families. During a recent trip to China, reporters asked him what he might decide.
You know, it's never a fun thing to do, let me tell you. This is the kind of the toughest things to do when you're governor, because you're dealing with someone's life. When you have to make that decision. So, I dread that.
As Schwarzenegger wrestles with that decision, supporters hope he follows the example of Virginia's governor, who just granted clemency to a death row inmate. But observers note that no California governor since Ronald Reagan has spared the life of a condemned prisoner. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.